Tango Mobile.
Good afternoon, Rusty, KB4CBA.
David, hang on a minute. I got to back out of this parking place. The parking lot of Publix, of course, and you know what that's like when they're predicting more snow for Friday and Saturday and all that. Somebody wanted my parking place.
Oh, I just can't believe that. Oh, me. Well, I'm headed over to Powdersville and spend a little time with my oldest grandson this afternoon, and he's getting kind of stir crazy, and I think all his friends around him have COVID or have been exposed to COVID. So anyway, I'm gonna get him out of the house for a little while.
Hold on, Dad. Mama would appreciate that. You acting as a babysitter for a while. It's almost 2 o'clock, and I'm there's still a ton of people on this road. Me trying to get out of this parking lot, but I did finally.
What Publix are you at?
Oh, I'm over here at in Duncan, over here at 290 and Reedville Road. That's the one closest to me. So it's either there or go all the way across town in Spartanburg to the other one. We don't have a two over here, or up to Boiling Springs where there's a third one. So anyway, and this one's close to me over here. Saw a place here, and I've got gas for $2.80 a gallon for regular unleaded. That's a good price.
No, I'd say $2.79 or something like that. $2.76. Yeah, $2.76 a gallon. So it's come down a little bit.
At a convenience store, so normally they're a little higher. But anyway, one of the Circle K's over here, and unfortunately, I've got nearly a full tank of gas. I gassed up before it snowed last week, so made sure my tank was full, and hadn't gone anywhere for 3 days prior to today. So, and I think I've driven a whole sum total of maybe 10 miles today by the time, 10, maybe 12 miles by the time I get back to the house.
Haven't even gotten the car warmed up good. You haven't gotten the engine good and warmed up yet. I tell you, I need to change the oil in the Mustang, but I'm just, it's not overdue, but it will be in a couple hundred miles, and I'm just waiting for a little bit warmer day. Today would have been all right, I guess, if I hadn't, had this to do, but I'll get it done here shortly.
I'll get mine done. I'll take mine and have it done for first of the month. But mine's still not anywhere close. And all. Of course, I did roll over 185,000 miles while I was on my trip to Florida. In fact, on the morning I headed back, I rolled over 185,000 miles the evening before. So, and I'm on my way, and I should. I'll be back to the house in a few minutes. And like I said, I've gone. Well, you talk about it warmed up. I'll tell you what. I was just looking at the temperature of the coolant, and it's up at 183 or 189, which is the normal running temperature about that for this car. So it stays around there, and so it did get some warmed up because the heat coming out of the vents is really warm in here right now.
Cars run around 200, anywhere from 190 to 210, something like that. So it's about normal operating temperature. Of course, your gauge doesn't, well, if your gauge is like mine, mine just says hot, just says H and C, and it's right in the middle, so I have no idea what the actual temperature is, but I'm sure it's somewhere around 200.
Oh, mine's got a dial on the front of it, an info thing. I can tell what how much air is in each of my tires, what my gas mileage is, you know, what miles I've done, what my trip mileage is. I can tell, you know, last time I had the oil change done, it tells me what percentage of it's been used up since the last time it was done. All kinds of good little information up on this dial. And when I said it was 189, I had just looked at the temperature because it pops the temperature right up on the thing and tells me how hot it gets. So it does, and I'm still driving along here and seeing snow on embankments and everything. And, of course, they're saying we could get some more fighting or over the weekend again.
Bite your tongue, Rusty, in 0TR. And bite your tongue when it comes to that snow. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
I've already had three people bring that up to me already this morning. W2T, go ahead, David.
Might have doubled. I said he called us gentlemen. Oh, woohoo, we moved up a notch.
Could have been a figment of my imagination. shoot, beautiful days, gentlemen. I'll let you talk to a lady.
Good morning.
Afternoon.
Afternoon.
Usually I get that one wrong. Well, we're headed to our second, our first favorite place. We went to Sam's this morning early, before the crowd. Ran into some black ice on Gap Creek Road, wherever it was shady, and a few other side roads, but pretty much okay. Go ahead, Rusty.
He's insulting us when he called us gentlemen, but you know, you never know with Tom. And on good afternoon, Bernice. Good to hear you in there. And glad you all are doing good. Well, I've been to Walmart. I've been to pay all my appliances this morning. I went to the bank, picked up a little bit of money. Didn't have a whole lot left. Went by Walmart, picked up some dog food. Got my hair cut. Got a little bite of lunch. Had a nice cheeseburger for lunch. And went to the Publix and spent $100 without. Spent the Publix, got groceries, and come home with only three of their bags of stuff. Of course, I do have three 12 packs of 12 packs of soda, and sitting in there too. But they were buy two get one free. So a lot of stuff I bought was like buy one get one free. So when you only buy one, you get it for half price. It works out that way. Anyway, I'm getting close. I'll go ahead, David. I'll be around for about one more.
Well, I did it again. I was just cruising down the road here and missed my turn because I was talking instead of thinking about where I was going. Oh, I tell you, I crack myself up sometimes. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that's why they give you that simplified temperature gauge for your car rather than that detailed one like Rusty's got. They match your personality, Dave, with the gauge cluster there. Of course, mine just says C and H also. But I think they put about 190 degrees in there anymore. You'd know more about that than me. Well, Rusty, you would quit investing in that high-dollar alcohol. You get out of there for less than $100. Seems like we never get out of Sam's or Costco's for less. But we are going to go down. We're headed to Aldi's, of course. And we're going to get some of their spicy chicken wings. And I think we'll buy the kids some. We got some Gatorade we got to deliver down to their house. And so I thought, Mom and I thought we'd buy them some chicken wings also and deliver their Gatorade. Last time I didn't charge her for it, but this time it's going to cost her $30 because there's two cases of it. Of course, she don't have to pay for the wings, and she don't have to pay for the blackberries we bought for the grandson. And I'm over here by Dave, before DJW's, and this curve here is in the shade. Man, there is some snow and ice right there. Anyways, W2TN0TR.
All right, well, this is going to be my last one. Yeah, I came through on the road, and I come back from the grocery store. There's a couple of curves that I went through that still got ice and snow on the road, and I was going very slow through there. And I've just pulled into the entrance of the yard. I'm going to jump out and go see if there's any mail in the mailbox. And then I'm going to go figure out where I'm going to park the car up here so I can unload the groceries that are in the car and get them in the house without falling. Catch up, both of you, later. Y'all have a good one this afternoon. I may be on the 2 meter later inside the house, Tom. Talk to all of you later. KB4CBA to take it with N0TR. This is W2T. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Rusty, have a good afternoon, and definitely don't fall unloading those groceries, all the $100 worth of groceries. I tell you, yeah, we usually don't, if we go to Walmart, we usually don't get out of there for less than $100, but unless I go by myself. But anyway, oh me. But my wife goes to Costco or somewhere like that. I don't know what she spends, but I'm sure it's a boatload of money because she buys a lot of meat and stuff like that. We put it in the freezer and stock up for days like we've had here. And hopefully we won't have any more bad weather Friday, but if we do, we do, and we'll deal with it when it comes, I guess. Go ahead, Tom.
Put you down the line, Rusty, 73s. Well, Dave, we was looking at meat there at Sam's, and they're very reasonable, and they're always in line with other places or better. It's just a big Walmart, you might say, discounted a little bit. And oxtails is something that Bernice uses in homemade vegetable soup. It's a very lean meat with a bone in it. Nothing fancy, obviously, because it's cowtails, not oxtails. $8.48 a pound, if I remember rightly. Last time I looked, it was five something, and that was pretty high for that. And what else will I mention in there, Bernice? There was something else I looked at this morning, and it's just incredible the amount of inflation on the groceries that there are. All this free money back that people's gotten, they're getting it back by, they're spending it and getting the same amount as they got before, but the inflation's eating it up. And, of course, they say the gas prices are going to go higher, but c'est la vie, so life goes.
I don't know what people think, but where do they think all this stimulus money came from? And came out of our pockets. So I mean, we're just getting it back early. I guess for some people, they're getting their tax refund early. Oh me. Anyway, yeah, everything's going up. The boxes are getting smaller. The prices are going up. C'est la vie, I tell you. One thing is, I like to see gasoline stay under $3 a gallon. That's I was watching a movie the other day, and the guy pulled into the gas station. It was $1.35 a gallon. I thought, boy, those were the days.
Isn't that that the truth. Well, they said it, average will be $4 a gallon this year. So take that with a grain of salt. But that's what they, you know, they always knows everything. Always knows, you know, the only one that knows is the nose. But, or something like that. But looks like somebody took this Fairview Road and White Hampton Boulevard sign down. We're getting ready to turn on White Hampton. Well, I'll give you an example, Dave. All these, they're in competition with Lidl's up the street, you might say. And milk, a gallon of milk, how much money? $1.27 last time we bought it. And we buy it every week. So I looked at it at Sam's, and it was $3.09.
Now, were they both, aren't they both German companies?
No, I was talking about Aldi's price down here in Taylor's was $1.27, but they compete with Lidl's up the street. Now, if you go to Greer, they're higher than the one here in Taylor's because they don't compete with Lidl's down here. It's further away. It's kind of like the gas stations are, you know what I mean?
Well, I can't tell you the last time I bought a gallon of milk. It's been a long time.
Well, I live on that stuff. I have a big frosted mug full of milk with my meals. I love 2%. I don't drink the whole milk, but I don't know if that does any good or not. But I like milk. It'd be good for your bones anyways, they say. I don't know if that's true or not, but don't have any problem with my bones, but that's about the only thing. Yeah, shoot. But yeah, but their groceries and canned goods are very good, and they're much more reasonable even than Wally World, I think. You'd have to, I don't look, we just get what we want, but aren't they? Yeah. We go to Ingles, too. You know, like today, we're going over to Publix. And probably Walmart to get a few things that we can't find, not in groceries, but in things that Walmart has that we need.
Yeah, we got to, you know, the Walmart's only about a mile from our house, and so I go there a lot myself. My wife doesn't like to go there because she says, she'll need one thing at one end of the store and something else at the other end, and she doesn't like to do all that walking, but she's got bad joints anyway. But oh me! But I mean, you know, she goes to Costco, so I mean, I don't know what the difference is there. I may have to make a phone call here because. I'm not sure I'm in the right subdivision over here. I've only been to their house twice, so I'm trying to remember where they live, and this does not look right. Nope, this definitely isn't it. Okay, well, let me get off of here. I got to make a phone call. KB4CBA.
I don't know where you're going, but I assume the kid's house or something. But we're not too far from Aldi's right now. We're coming up on that street that goes down to Shooters, whatever that. Well, actually, we're passing the fire station here at Taylor's. Good to hear you. Have a nice day and a safe day. And Aldi's just right across the street. Now, I agree with her on steps at one end or the other. But, you know, especially like now, I consider that my exercise. And my foot is in pain pretty much all the time. But I still try to never use one of those carts unless it's above the threshold of pain that I can stand. And I've used them a couple of times when it gets really bad, but I don't like to. And that's what they're for, but I don't like to use them. But I like to walk in those stores to get the exercise. if I can't get outside because of crummy weather. 73 is Dan, KB4CBA, N0LTR. Talk to you later.
Please, Tom, KB4CBA.
PWL listening.
PWA, mobile. HKX, KN4, VWA.